This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And right now in front of me, ngiphethe bonaka abaphathi beyimali. Ibona abaphathi beyimali ke ngibaphethe la. I do have Ms. Nonhlanhla Magogula, who is the head of citizenship program khona ke ka ABSA. I'm just going to quickly welcome her on MUT Radio. Ms. Magogula, welcome to MUT Radio.
Sawona, thank you so much for having us as ABSA.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's our pleasure. So we're going to start at the beginning. What motivated this partnership, EDHE and ABSA?
Yeah, so we're very excited to be here as ABSA, to launch the ABSA EDHE Innovation Challenge. This particular challenge is part of a broader partnership that we have with University of South Africa for the EDHE program,
yes.
Right? So it was about a coming together of like-minded organizations, right? EDHE is saying, how do you support entrepreneurship mindset development in our universities? And that very much aligns with what we are trying to do as ABSA.
Yes.
We talk about financial inclusion through entrepreneurship. And what we mean by that is that we pathway intra to entrepreneurial action. But we say for you to get into action, it starts with the mind. So the question is, how do we get young people thinking and acting differently? How do we get young people to be solutionists, problem solvers, and innovators? But kubalulekile ukuthi abantu bazibuze ukuthi nginani ezandleni zami and what can I do with it? So that's what we're trying to say as ABSA, right? And I suppose it also talks to why we are doing what we're doing when we speak about the financial inclusion through entrepreneurship. I mean, when you look at the data related to youth unemployment, the data is we are actually sitting at a crisis as a country, right? And our question is to say, how do you get young people into economic activity?
That is amazing. Thank you very much. So can you say this is a strategy for ABSA to bridge the gap between youth empowerment and unemployment?
It's very important for us. So indeed, we are saying that entrepreneurship is part of solutioning for unemployment that we're seeing in the country. You also see that there's graduates above are unemployed.
Yes.
So the question is, but how do we address this, right? So we're saying to young people, e-entrepreneurship is a potential pathway to economic activity. But the question is, how do you become a job creator yourself? If it's young people who are graduates, you're saying, but you are a graduate, you know, you are walking away with a particular qualification from an institution. So you should not be finding yourself in unemployment. You should not be finding yourself going out there and saying, hey, ubanozongqasha. But you must say, which not. I am going to go out there and create opportunities, not just for myself, but also for others as well, in terms of addressing the issue of youth unemployment.
That is amazing, Ms. Magogula. So just to continue, in this initiative, so there is a grand prize that is up. You are funding this program. So besides that, is there any other support that you are offering to the winners or other participants besides the money that is being put into this program?
Yeah. So maybe what is important to highlight is that this initiative is part of a broader partnership, right, with the University of South Africa for the EDHE program. One of the things we are saying is that how do we, embed entrepreneurship into the curriculum. So there's a journey that we are going with USAF, then supporting the 26 public universities and say, how do you embed entrepreneurship in the curriculum? So that's layer number one, which we believe is particularly important. Then we say, okay, pre-service training for our educators who are going to go back, who are going to go into the institution of basic education and go teach our future leaders who primary and high school. The question is, how do you get those teachers who are currently qualifying to think entrepreneurially, because then they're able to embed it when they go teach our young people. Maseba fundi, some of our graduate as people that are training to be teachers. Then the third layer is not related to this innovation competition, right? Uzwileke ukuthi kuthethwa ngokuthi iwinner is a walker away ngemalini,
so
half a million that the winner is going to walk away with. But in addition to the money, because it's not just about the money, you know, because yes, but abantu bathathe imali babetho, I blew it, you know. So you don't want we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where we've given the money but we then don't see the fruits after that money that has been given. So what we are saying is that in addition to the funding training that then gets provided? What does mentorship look like? What does a mentorship journey look like with those that will be participating in the program and the winners of this program? There will also be a boot camp that will be taking place in training those who are going to be part of this innovation challenge. But over and above that, the winners have an opportunity. You know, as Absa, we talk about with the access to market, because sometimes you get our young people excited, but okay, you're early business, like early business. Then they're saying, but manje, ubanos are taking a product here. Ubanos are taking a service here. So for us as Absas, it's important to say, where do we get to showcase these businesses that these young people would have started? Yes. So that's another important thing that we're then doing. To say, in addition to getting you to establish an enterprise based on your innovation, how do we come alongside you to seeing you go from just starting to employing your first person and to growing your business?
Thank you very much. You've already said that this program is part of a broader goal. So could you say that we should expect more programs like this in the future, maybe the following years, you're still going to have programs like this?
Yeah. So eAbsa, as Absa, we are saying we are investing in our communities. We are a responsible corporate citizen that says it's important for us to show up in the communities in which we operate as an organization. Right? And for us, we've got various ways in which we are doing that. We are investing in initiatives across the country similar to this one. We are investing in other initiatives across the country. Or Junior Achievement South Africa, young people, Young African Entrepreneurs Institute, abasebenza with young people that are outside the schooling system, those who are not in employment, education, and training. And we are saying they're true. If you're a young person with an idea, Kumana ne Young African Entrepreneurs Institute, hamba uye ku Facebook page up, hamba uye ku Instagram page up, hamba uye ku LinkedIn page up, ubone ukuthi bathi basiza kanjani young people. So those two are just examples of initiatives that we are investing in as apps.
Thank you very much for joining.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.